beautiful park on this absolutely gorgeous day in this beautiful city, the very first thing I want to do is make sure that everybody is conscious of the fact that right now we have brave Border Patrol agents risking their lives to do the job to which they are sworn. The Border Patrol right now is on our borders, trying their best with the tools they are given to secure our borders. And my ambition is to say, thank you, Border Patrol. Maybe we can't say it loud enough for them to hear it in Arizona or Texas or North Dakota, but we can say it loud enough for the people who live in the White House to say it. One, two, three. Thank you, Border Patrol! We can do better. Let's try it again. One, two, three. Thank you, Border Patrol! Ladies and gentlemen, the Dustin Inman Society is an organization that is based in Georgia. It is named after my friend's son, Dustin Inman, who lost his life on Father's Day weekend about 7 years ago. The Inman family was on their way to the Georgia mountains on a fishing trip for Father's Day. Someone who was in this country illegally, an illegal alien, ran a car into the Inman family's vehicle when it was stopped at a light, killing Dustin at age 16 and putting his mom in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. Dustin Inman is but one of the many Americans who go uncounted, who have paid the ultimate price for the fact that our borders are intentionally unsecured. Billy Inman asked me to say this. Illegal immigration must stop. Dustin Inman is dead because our borders are unsecured. I take great exception to people telling me about cheap labor. This afternoon, a lot of my friends are going to say a few words to you about what they know about our borders and illegal immigration. But before we get started any further, I want to make it very, very clear to everyone who is here what we are doing today. We have a very clear message. Our message is this. We demand that the borders of the United States be secured as is required by the Constitution of the United States. We demand that the President of these United States obey his oath of office, secure our borders, and equally apply the rule of law, like I was taught should happen in the 60s. We are here today to demand justice for the bankers and the criminal employers who are allowed to hire illegal aliens. Maybe somebody could point out to me an example of wages in the United States having gone up because of illegal immigration, but I doubt it. We are here today to demand that there is no repeat of any path to citizenship amnesty like was tried in 1986. We are making it clear that the majority of the American people understand that amnesty, no matter what they're calling. Does not secure our borders. It does not stop illegal immigration. And it does not stop illegal employment. We are demanding no more amnesty, and a memo to the president and a memo to Congress. This is not negotiable. Yeah. While we're on the topic of amnesty, has anybody noticed that there is no provision in any of these schemes to punish the criminal employers or the bankers for having broken the law?
Yeah. They should be in jail!
They should be in jail, Amanda. I agree. Finally, we are here to demand that the English language be the common and official language of the United States. Said that, if there is anybody here who is here with a different agenda, if there is anybody here who has issues with the color of people's skin or their national origin, you are not welcome, you were not invited, you will not be tolerated, and if you're here for any other reason than what I just outlined, you're not welcome, please leave. It's a very sad day in America where we have to spend our Sundays demanding an equal application of the law. We are in a struggle to save the sovereignty of our nation, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't think I'm telling you anything when I make it clear the price of losing is open borders and the loss of the republic that Ben Franklin challenged us to keep so long ago.
Yeah.
We will not lose, we will not compromise, and we will not bargain with the rule of law or secure borders.
Yeah.
Last year we all saw millions of illegal aliens marching around the United States of America, demanding, and I love this one, justice, dignity, amnesty, and citizenship. They were screaming, "This is our continent," and they were screaming, "We are America." Let me tell you something. As Americans, we are America. I don't know how many of you are aware of the fact. I live in Georgia. In Georgia, we passed a law in April called the Georgia Security and Immigration Compliance Act. It is by far the strongest state-level law aimed at controlling illegal immigration in the country. We just finished our legislative session. We have added to that law. What we are seeing in Georgia is this. Illegal aliens are looking for more friendly states because they know that in July, when our law begins, Georgia is going to be a very, very inhospitable place. Employers are starting to ask questions about how to obey existing law. What we're seeing, folks, is simply a demonstration of a very easily understood fact. Enforcement, even the promise of future enforcement, works. What we want is our federal government to enforce our laws. While we're on the topic of the Georgia law, I want to say a quick thank you to a very dear friend of mine, State Senator Chip Rogers of Georgia. Without Chip Rogers, we would not have this law. I admire his courage, and I hope all of you have a Chip Rogers in your own state. Now, something I want to make clear. Illegal immigration did not happen overnight. It took 30 years for this to happen. Illegal immigration should never have started, but it should have ended in 1986 with the one-time amnesty. It did not. Illegal immigration should have ended on the 12th day of September 2001. It did not. Does anybody besides myself start to get the idea that the president has absolutely no intention of securing American borders? For those of you who are going to lobby on the Hill tomorrow or going to speak to Congress, I have a respectful suggestion. They're going to ask you, where do we start? Start this with this. Have a goal to as enthusiastically enforce immigration laws as the government of Mexico does. Mexico uses its troops on its borders. Illegal employment is virtually unknown in Mexico. Illegal immigration is a felony in Mexico.
Reciprocity.
Mexico deports more people every year than does the United States of America. There's a good goal. Start with that. I'm done here. I want to finish with a quote. This is from a lady named Barbara Jordan. How many people know who Barbara Jordan was? This is a quote from Barbara Jordan from 1995, I believe. Credibility in immigration policy can be summed up in one sentence. Those who should get in, get in. Those who should be kept out, are kept out. Those who should not be here will be required to leave. Employer sanctions can work. These are the words of Barbara Jordan. Take that to the Hill tomorrow.
Barbara! Barbara!
Our immigration system is not broken. Enforce the laws!
Enforce the laws, the man said. What a concept. Thank you all very much again for coming on this beautiful day. Please remember the Border Patrol agents. Now, we have a lot of speakers. We're pretty good on time.